and have come up with this offering that includes the software. But also we are partnering with not only SAP Digital Business Services, but our partner network to implement it within a short time frame. So a set scope of a basic pick, pack, ship operation with the full EWM software at your disposal, but with these processes up and running within a 90-day time frame.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, and I am your host, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. Before I start, I just have a quick announcement to make, and that is that I am starting a new segment of the podcast, and the new segment is listeners' stories. So if you have any stories about supply chain that you think are interesting, it might be some kind of big win you had, it might be some funny story, anything like that, feel free to send it to me by email to tom.raftery@sap.com, or alternatively, send us an audio message via LinkedIn or Twitter or one of these things, or an audio file via email. If you send it as an audio file, I'll play it on the show. Otherwise, I'll read it out if I think it's an interesting story. So I'm trying that as an experiment for the month of June. So go ahead and send me your stories, and we'll try and read some of them at the end of the coming shows. So I haven't any to read out in the show. With that announcement out of the way, I'll go on with the show. And with me on the show today, I have Richard as my special guest. Richard, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, thanks, Tom. My name is Richard Kirker, and I'm the global solution lead for extended warehouse management at SAP. And I'm happy to talk to you today.
Thanks, Richard. Richard, for anyone who doesn't know, like myself, as I admitted before we turned on the recording, I know very little about warehouse management. What is enterprise warehouse management?
Yes, extended warehouse management is our solution for warehouse management at SAP. We've been in the warehouse business for a long time, from our R3 days in the early 90s. And in 2005, we came out with the new generation of warehouse management called extended warehouse management. And it's available both embedded in our S/4HANA solution and also as a standalone solution on the S/4HANA platform, as well as in the cloud.
Okay. And, you know, I can make a guess, but just in case there's anything I'd miss out on, what would someone use extended warehouse management software for? Who would be a typical customer, and why would they use it?
Well, we actually have customers ranging from the high end of volumes of over 1 million delivery line items a day down to basically stock rooms that, you know, maybe I have less than 15 people in them. So anyone that has materials they need to receive, store, and ship can use extended warehouse management. Furthermore, it has advanced capabilities such as value-added services processing, cross-docking, labor management, integration with other parts of our logistics suite, such as transportation management, environmental health and safety, as well as global track and trace. So we also support a variety of industries and different types of warehouses, ranging from distribution centers to warehouses that support production in the storage of components or raw materials and receipt of finished goods from production.
So whenever I think of warehouse management software, which isn't very often, I have to be honest, I'm always reminded of that scene at the end of Indiana Jones, where you get this crate going into this vast warehouse full of identical crates. And I'm guessing that, you know, enterprise warehouse management software is for the ability to know exactly on which shelf, you know, box X is, and the schedule to get it out when it's ordered, and, you know, what spaces in the warehouse are free at which time and things like that. But that's probably a very simplistic analysis of warehouse management software. Am I very far off the mark, or am I somewhere within the target area? Or what does warehouse management software do in a nutshell?
Yeah, well, you're not far off. And I think most of our customers would hope that their materials are moving a little quicker than the scene you described in Indiana Jones, where they're really being stored, it looks like. But yeah, at the basic thing, you need to know where everything is. And you need to know, you know, not where it is. You maybe need to know the shelf life of those products. And the system also needs to, you know, pick the correct materials for the correct orders. It needs to maybe, you know, rotate those in the right way. So you don't have expired goods and so forth. And it, you know, wants to put things in a place that makes sense, you know, things that are fast movers where you can get to them easily at the end of the shelf, for example, and so forth. But yeah, you need to know where things are. And the system needs to help you in deciding where to put them and how to pick them and that you have the right equipment to pick them and so forth.
Interesting. And I mean, one of the reasons I asked you to come on the show was because we're about to release a new offering around warehouse software. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, so we have an offering coming out called SAP Extended Warehouse Management for Pop-Up Warehouses. And so the idea behind this actually came from one of our customers that's a grocery retailer. And they mentioned, you know, they run EWM for some time in distribution centers. And they mentioned the need that they needed to stand it up. I don't know if it was from an accident or something. They needed to stand up a warehouse very quickly. And they were able to use our tools to stand up a new warehouse in a matter of weeks, and they called it a pop-up warehouse.
When you're saying a new warehouse, you mean they're standing up a new warehouse in software, so they're instantiating a new instance of the software rather than a physical warehouse?
This was also a physical location. So, I mean, it was kind of a temporary location in this case, but they were able to stand it up quickly as a new physical location as well. And so then they had to, you know, because as you mentioned, the layout in the warehouse is very much has to be modeled in the software, you know, to know where these things are. We need to know what the shelves are, where they're, you know, how it's laid out. And so standing up the EWM software is not, you know, just adding another node in a network. You know, you really need to know something about the physical location, but they were able to do that very quickly. And then the thought was, we had another customer that did something similar. I mean, it kind of tragically after the earthquake in Mexico some years ago, and they also had to stand up these pop-up warehouses, you know, because they had damage at a large distribution center. So the idea was that when there's supply chain disruptions, as has happened recently with the COVID-19 crisis, where you have to move material, say to a closer to a an urban area in order to fulfill things by e-commerce more than you did before, that you would have the need also to stand up a basic warehouse that could, you know, get up and running in a short period of time. And so that's how we expanded on this notion of pop-up warehouse and have come up with this offering that includes the software, but also we are partnering with not only SAP Digital Business Services, but our partner network to implement it within a short time frame. So a set scope of a basic pick-pack-ship operation with the full EWM software at your disposal, but with these processes up and running within a 90-day time frame.
And for anyone who is unaware, how would that compare? I mean, 90 days to me sounds like a long time to stand something like that up.
Well, because of the nature of a warehouse management system tied to the physical location, in addition to the breadth of a WMS application, that there are a lot of functions that not everywhere. There are a lot of things that every warehouse does, but there are a lot that everyone doesn't do, is that they can be quite long. Because if you have a distribution center that is a high volume, you're really aiming on a lot of efficiency. So you implement a lot of functionality. And those projects can go anywhere from a year to 18 months. You can have a lot of automation that also our software can control and so forth. So while I said, you know, these obviously a smaller warehouse can be done quicker, it's not unusual for WMS implementations to be quite long because they are quite complex.
Okay. And the offering we're putting out, cloud or on-premise or...
Yes, we have both. In the offering, we have we sell it both ways. So if you can buy the EWM on-premise solution and run it on your hardware as part of the package. We also have what we call our S4HANA Cloud Extended Edition EWM, whereby the software, the infrastructure, and the administration is in a single subscription cost. And both of these are being offered with the same implementation, the same functionality.
Okay. And if someone takes advantage of this and gets the pop-up warehouse software, can they extend it afterwards with further functionality?
Absolutely. So what you get with the software is the full EWM solution, which is licensed by volume. The implementation is for a set scope, but that since you have the whole software, you can turn on more functionality. You can have it implemented by a partner or by your, whomever you like. And so the idea of a pop-up warehouse is not just a temporary warehouse or, a permanently simple warehouse. It's really can be expanded, to as much functionality as you like, because you have the full EWM software.
Okay. And is there any kind of industry or any kind of customer in particular that this would be specially suited for?
Well, we service a broad variety of industries. The industries that are the biggest users of EWM are the ones that you might think of. They are like consumer products companies and retailers, and those are the ones that particularly need to react in the supply chain, especially in the current times. And those fit very well to pick, pack, ship operation, but also wholesale distributors would probably be interested in the pop-up warehouse as well.
If people want to take advantage of this offer, what's the next step for them?
Okay, we will have a landing page available shortly that will allow you to register and get more information on the pop-up warehouse. You can also always contact your SAP account representative, that they will be enabled and able to help you with this offering as well.
Is there anything, Richard, that I haven't asked that you think I should have asked? Or is there any topic, any aspect of this that, we haven't talked about that you think we should have?
No, I just would like to maybe just round out. It's about the challenges in supply chain that our EWM solution, works with our other components like transportation and our logistics suite. And that really the ability to be nimble and to react to things that weren't expected, like 2 or 3 months ago, is a big part. And I think this shows off the flexibility of EWM that we're able to have an offering of as a pop-up warehouse.
Richard, if people want to know more about Richard or about Enterprise Warehouse Management Software, I will put a link in the show notes of this next week to the offer when it comes out. But if they want to know more about yourself or Enterprise Warehouse Management Software or anything like that, where would you have me direct them?
Yes, if you go to our SAP.com page and go under Line of Business Solutions, you can find our landing page for Extended Warehouse Management, where you have an abundance of information and links and customer stories and some videos.
Lovely. Cool. I'll put a link to those in the notes. Richard, that's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the show today.
Okay, thank you, Tom.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast in iTunes. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.